Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 19th of July 2016, and this is the 400th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's been a lovely, calm day today, and it is really such a relief. After the winds we were having, we had an exquisite weekend after our week of winds. And then they started back up yesterday, and I thought, oh no, here we go again. But today has been beautifully calm. And it was a day that I had, Tuesdays are a day that I go walking with my friend Caroline, and I was really, really looking forward to it, but my hip still isn't too good. And in the middle of the night last night, I woke up with a very sore throat, and I am quite snuffly and achy now. So I don't really, well, I didn't feel able to go for the walk, even though in some ways it would have been really fantastic to get out and just have that gentle walk that we always have together. But it also has meant that I don't really feel able to celebrate this 400th podcast, although it is quite a milestone. So I might have to just delay that for a bit and do something when my energy is a bit better, when I'm not feeling so groggy. Or foggy maybe is a better idea. I'm trying to write this piece of novel to go out to my writers group, and this morning I was so woolly headed. I just kind of kept going back over the same things again and making silly changes that would have been better left. But after a couple of hours of sleep, I felt a bit better this afternoon, and so now I'm working on that again. And one of the things that I really like about this stage of writing a scene, when I've sort of got the main stuff down but I'm beginning to look at language, is looking for appropriate phrases and words for the period that I'm writing about without it being too anachronistic for a current reader. And one of the things I have is a thesaurus from printed in 1933, and it has some really wonderful terms that we don't use anymore but are perfectly clear in what they mean. So I've been writing and I've been having a little riffle around in my thesaurus. It's very, very slow. I mean, it isn't, I am. And I don't know that I will manage to get anything finished for the group. But I shall just plod on until I feel I need to go to bed again. And we'll just see. We'll see how it goes. And I've got various remedies that I'm taking at the moment. Lots of hot drinks and some Tasmanian dark cherry juice, which I've got with hot water. My friend Kath gave me a bottle of this for my birthday, and it is a bit addictive. It's a really lovely just juice, and I'm sure full of vitamin C and also full of, well, cherries and that late summer sort of harvest, I suppose. In fact, Michael Nobbs today, or probably yesterday, was talking about investigating whether the first cherries had appeared on his tree in Wales. And so I realise I'm 6 months sort of out of sync with these cherries, probably, although we usually have our cherries around Christmas. Well, that would be now. Of course it would. I'm just embracing the world, really, and having a bit of everything, of the Tasmanian cherry juice and local unheated honey, and a concoction from our homeopathic or herbal, it's a herbal concoction from our chemist that is quite disgusting and quite powerful. And a lemon from a friend's tree. So I feel that what with that and several packets of handkerchiefs, I'm ready to sink into whatever this is going to bring. I do hope that you are feeling better than I am, that your limbs are limber and that you're not foggy, and that you can stay well wherever you are, and that if you're not feeling well, that you're able to just allow it to be. I find that quite difficult, and I suppose there are different levels of allowing something to be, and perhaps I would be better in bed, but mentally I feel happier plodding on a little bit more with this writing. If you don't hear from me tomorrow, it'll be because my voice isn't up to it. It's a bit sore at the moment. And maybe it'll be better by tomorrow. Maybe I shall be able to sing to you tomorrow. But if it's kind of deteriorated, I may not be able to do a podcast. But I'm pretty sure I will. Thank you very, very much for listening today. I hope you have a great day today. And if you've had your day, that you've had a great day. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow, or if not tomorrow, the day after.